Dudes Who Bet Sports.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dudes Who Bet Sports. We are here to round out your evening on the channel here, Papa Dude. This is the last one of the week, or the last one of the week, last one of the day. Show four for me, so you're ready to carry this, right?
Number four?
Yep. Yep.
Were you on the Magic Bar? Oh, you're on VSiN today, too.
Yep, so I did the Daily Show this morning, then Blinkers Off, then a VSiN spot, and now this one. Yeah, so very, very excited.
Did we have a commercial in between that Magic Mike and ours?
I don't think we did. I think it just came right to us. Yeah. So it's funny. I think there was a little spat between Magic and Jared about, Blinkers Off running a little bit late and Magic Mike starting later. So Therefore they started a little bit or ended a little later. So, I take it as it comes, right? Like it's
so
okay.
Ours was supposed to be on at 5 o'clock. So it's kind of like when you're watching ESPN and you're waiting for the next game to come on and they stream it.
Yeah.
And where I guess ours streamed, I guess we don't have that service, do we?
No.
Just have to wait. We just postpone the tip off or the kickoff, right? We just kind of hold it.
No big deal, right? Okay. Well, I wanted to start off with, first of all, I want to clear something up. Okay. Racing Dudes time, that change it. That's Jared time. Every show starts on time, but one. So it's not Racing Dudes time. It's just Blinkers Off.
We were here ready to go.
Exactly. All right. I want to start off with a story that I was weirded out this week. Okay. And I wanted to see if you find this strange as well. All right.
Yeah.
So a little backstory of why this happened. So Sunday, a tweet was sent out from our account talking about Nysos running in the San Felipe and click here for the preview. Right. Yeah. Well, Nysos was scratched. So basically what happens, Magic doesn't work on Sundays. We let him spend time with his wife and kid, right? So it's his family day. So he'll schedule Sunday, but he'll schedule him on Saturday, right?
Yeah, sure.
So he scheduled him before Nysos was scratched, and then Nysos scratched, and Magic didn't go back and fix the tweets. That's what happened, right? Or fix the tweet, right? Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, I'm minding my own business. Here comes text. People sending screenshots that Magic didn't change the tweet. I'm like, I don't care about this. Like anybody with a brain knows what happened. It's not that big a deal. And then here come all the people on social media. Oh, these guys are so terrible, so dumb. They don't even know Nysos scratch, all this stuff. So Magic has to delete the tweet. I didn't think another thing of it. I don't care. They can say whatever they want. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, there's one person, and this is not like, to be clear, like the troll type people that do that to everybody all the time. I don't care about them. That's what they do. It's no big deal. There's one guy that actually works in racing who, for whatever reason, just hates us and has always hated us. Now, I want to be clear. We've never met him. We've never spoken to him. We've never tweeted about him ever. But he hates us, and I don't know why. So he makes a smart-ass comment like he does every time. He literally scrolls the site waiting for things to tweet about. So he makes a comment. Magic says, okay, that's it, and blocks him. Which, again, I don't care, right? Who cares? Yeah. But I don't know why he blocked him. It's stupid, but he blocked him. So that makes me... Magic
blocked this guy.
Yeah, he blocked him. Totally blocked him.
Okay.
So the next day, the guy gets on our Twitter because, like I said, he's on our Twitter all the time trying to stir up drama. Again, let me be clear. I'm not going to mention his name because it's not about this. But to be clear, never met him, never spoken to him, never tweeted about him ever. So anyway, I get an email Monday. And it's not him. It's some other guy. He goes, hey, it's ridiculous what you guys are charging for picks. And you guys are need to, or something about you guys are way too sensitive on Twitter blocking people. So I was like, what? So I was sitting here. First of all, anytime anybody emails me, I search, okay, have they bought a product? No, this guy hadn't bought anything. And so I looked out and I thought, well, that's a weird tweet, a weird email. But what I'll do is I'll email this guy back because maybe he wants to buy something, but he didn't see our cheaper options, right? We've got like all kinds of cheap options. So I email him back and I'm like, there's a million different cheap options if you want to go that route, you know, instead of the higher price stuff. We have that higher price stuff because people that buy all of our stuff requested it. That's why we have it. So they can kind of group it together and get a discount on it. Only reason we have it, because somebody asked for it. Why would I not if our best customers asked for it? But anyway, and I said, as far as the Twitter thing goes, I haven't been on it since April. I don't have any idea. This guy is so upset. He emails me screenshots that we blocked this person, right? And he says, you guys still suck. He basically said, oh, even though you got cheaper options, these other people are a lot better. It's like, I don't care, whatever. And he goes, tell your social media team, Magic, to grow a pair. And it's a screenshot of this guy that has literally harassed us for years, right? And again, it's not one of like the fan accounts, trolls. Like, this is a guy that works in the industry and I guess somehow has the time to like, you know, get mad at us. But anyway, so I emailed the guy and was like, yeah, I mean, that guy is like basically harassed us for years for no reason. Never met him, all this stuff. The guy is so mad. And this is where it gets bizarre. He doesn't know the guy that we blocked. He doesn't know us. He got on Twitter and he said, this guy that I don't know got blocked by these people I don't know, so I'm going to email them about it. Isn't that bizarre? When you think about it like that, isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's, I don't even know what to say.
Like, it's weird enough. It's weird enough that we have a guy who works in racing that chooses to ignore this, that 99.99% of the content on our website is free and is always free, and just goes after the one little thing that he thinks he can get on us, which is so weird, but I almost kind of get it. But this was just nuts. Like, the last email was like, I don't understand why I should care about what you're talking about or why you should care.
Yeah.
This is not
right to block who you want, right?
Well, and the whole thing is, and I told Magic, I was like, come on, like, why are you blocking people? That's so dumb. Like, who cares? But again, he got mad. He didn't want to see his shit anymore. That's fine. I don't care. I don't have to see it anyway. I haven't been on for almost a year, but
I didn't see any of this on Twitter.
I don't know. I did. Well, clearly I didn't either, but I get screenshots sent all the time to me with this shit. But I was just like, why am I writing you back? Like, why are we talking about this?
I don't know how you get that upset. I don't know how. I don't know.
I was telling Heather this, and she's like, I just don't understand why people like, why does that matter? Like, if we have blocked you yourself and you're mad about it and you reach out, well, that's, yeah, I get it. Right. Yeah. Why'd you block me? You guys are assholes. But you're reaching out on somebody else's behalf that you don't know to somebody you don't know about. You don't know anything about the situation. It makes you
wonder if he does know that person.
And I guess maybe that's a thing. And maybe he does. You know, I would have thought you would have maybe commented like, hey, I know him. He's a good guy type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially when I wrote back, like, and I want to be very clear. I never bashed this individual once, and I'm not going to, because to be honest, it's kind of it. I mean this not to be an asshole. It's kind of sad. You know, don't you think a little bit, like,
kind of bad,
sad? Like, this is sad. He's kind of sad. Like, if that is where you get your joy,
are you trying to tell me he's kind of sad that he's that upset over something like this and he has to take to social media and blast you and stuff?
Yeah, yes, it's kind of It's kind of weird.
And he's never bought anything from you guys.
Well, no, I'm talking about the individual on Twitter who's bashes for years and years for reason.
Absolutely.
It's kind of weird. And it's kind of really sad that he hadn't been blocked for more than like a couple hours. And then he already knew it. It kind of shows you. Yeah. You're kind of just getting on there and looking for things to be mad about us, somebody you don't know. I mean, that's kind of sad, but
yeah, it is.
I can't imagine having that attitude of, I know what I'm going to do for fun today. Let's get on somebody that we don't know anything about and don't even know them. Like, and it's one thing. It's like, if I met that guy and was an asshole to him, if I met that guy right now, I wouldn't be an asshole to him because it's not worth it. I don't care. Like, and it's so weird when like other industry people do this. He's not the only one. There's several. And like these people like him, he literally could murder somebody and I wouldn't tweet about it because I don't care. Like, why would I care what he's doing? Like, it doesn't have any impact on me, you know? Like, there's another lady on there that's like, feels like she's like the journalistic police, you know, and like Magic posted a video once crying at Santa Anita because a horse just passed away right in front of him. Yeah. And she was on there. Oh, you didn't do something right journalistically. And I'm just like, you know, why do you feel like you need to do that? Like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, why I don't care anything about what you're doing. And that's not an insult. That's just me saying you could misspell a word, you know, I wouldn't care. Right. Like you could tweet something that I maybe disagree with. I don't care. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's really weird. So yeah. I want to start with, this is such a weird dynamic I feel like we've got. And that was just bizarre to me. So,
it's how do I say this? I don't want to get into this, but it's the country right now. We're just,
yeah, it is a little bit.
We all hate each other. We're so divided and yeah. It's so much hatred and so much venom out there. And, you know, you got people saying, this country's going to hell. It's total bullshit. That's total bullshit. This country is not going to hell.
No, I mean,
ask countries in Europe and they'll tell you how they feel about the United States. We're not going to hell.
I think the internet in general, social media, it's made people feel like it's okay to be an asshole.
Well,
and it's so weird.
It's like you know, you could be a big man on the internet because you're just a voice. You're not talking to somebody person to person. So you can say what you,
that's want. To your point. That's finally why I got off of it in April. Cause I met somebody at the track. They were extremely nice. We had a long conversation. It was fun. And then you get back on Twitter and they're doing the same stuff that they had always done. And it's like we met in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, well, why am I, this is nuts. Like, why am I on here? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. So anyway, I wanted to open with that because it's like, it's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either. It's just, I don't know. The country in general right now is just, we've got to get back together, you know, or the United States of America. You know what that means? That means you're a United States of America.
Right.
We're not some blowhard doing this and somebody over here doing this and I hate you and you hate me. No.
Right.
It's not.
Well, I think our nature now has just to be become divided. And I think to kind of bring it full circle, I think every issue, whether it's tiny, like I just talked about, or big, people don't think, they just take a side. They don't want to research. They don't want to know anything. Like once I told this person, here's why this happened. And here's some, you know, here's the logic behind it. They just quit emailing. They don't hear that. They want me to go, hey, screw you. So they can go back. Yeah. Hey, well, screw you. You're terrible. Well, you're terrible. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, all right,
let's get to it. It's a tough job. I mean, it's just a tough world right now. And
yeah,
you have a website that does deal with people's money, mm-hmm. which when they buy the picks and they don't come through, that's going to piss them off.
Well, and to be clear, I get it.
You know,
maybe people have become way too hard on me at times, but I totally get it. Why?
Well,
that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people knew how hard, and you guys in the chat know this, we're not talking to you.
Yeah.
If you knew how hard we work at trying to get these damn things right, just as right. hard as you work whenever yeah. you're handicapping a race.
Yeah.
Most people understand it's a horse race or it's a basketball game or a hockey game and anything can happen.
Yeah.
And in gambling, you're taking a risk when you're throwing money on something. That's just the way it is.
Well, I mean, the show I was on just now, they were, you know, I've been on a really good run and they're talking me up and that's kind of what I said to them. Like, look, I appreciate it. It's nice and everything, but anytime you make a gamble, it's once the game starts or the race goes off, it's up in the air. Like you just got to hope that you get the bounce or whatever go your way.
Yeah. Rand, I get what you're saying here. And I guess I don't. You're laughing.
Well, Rodney gets excited in the Discord.
So. She gets mad at Miranda or she?
She got mad or he got mad at Miranda the other day. Yeah. all right, let's go to the game.
Miranda, I wouldn't worry about that one bit.
No, Rodney's mad all the time. It's like, it hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, Miranda.
Yeah, I'm sure she's worried about it. Yeah, Rodney did tell us all one day that we didn't know anything about football.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the night Washington got destroyed by Michigan, and he had Washington, yeah. So,
well,
all right. Let's get to the games. What do you say? Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What are we talking about here?
Well, let's talk about Shoddy's team, the Razorbacks. They're going to Alabama. I mean, is it just painfully? Let's get this over with for Arkansas at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, talk about a wasted season.
Totally. Yeah.
I was talking to your uncle, and my brother, huge Arkansas fan. We were talking the other day on the phone. I said, golly, what has happened? And he goes, just a bunch of guys that didn't turn out to be as good as everybody thought they were going to be. And they've had a couple of injuries.
They had definite internal drama.
You do. And you know, having coached for as long as I have, and that's one thing, each year is different. You don't know how they're going to mix. You don't know what's going on inside that locker room. You just don't know. You get a bunch of individuals together. Sometimes they don't mesh. Sometimes they're just a close-knit bunch. You just don't know what could have happened. Maybe we're blowing that all out of proportion.
Yeah.
Maybe they aren't any good.
Could be.
They can't shoot.
What do you think about this? Do you think Musselman's staying?
Oh, man. Do you think he's unhappy? I mean, are you hearing? I don't know a whole lot. Shoddy can chip in something here. I don't live down there. Don't live Arkansas basketball. Is he on the hot seat? I
don't think he's on the hot seat. But
so.
He's getting rumored for coaching jobs.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see a couple. It depends on the pay. Probably, and if he thinks he's got that as far as it can go and it can't go any farther, I don't, you know, there's a lot of things that go into a guy's decision. I kind of thought they'd get it turned around and make a little run, and they just never did do it. And so they've lost some really bad losses along the way. He might leave. I don't know.
Alabama's not playing very well. I mean, is there any way this thing is close?
There's always a chance. Yeah.
I think it's a get right game for Alabama. I think they'll look at it that way.
Probably senior day.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know if that matters. But I think Alabama's safely in the tournament. I don't think they have to win anymore, probably. So it's like you said, it's a get right game for them to get some mm-hmm. good feeling about themselves going to the SEC tournament. Sure, Arkansas's got a chance if they go in there and play. I don't think Alabama's great by any stretch, but I don't think they beat them.
I don't either. I think Bama gets it done. Iowa State, K-State.
I think Arkansas is ready to cash it in.
Get totally. Iowa State, K-State. K-State's a tough place to go play.
It really is.
Iowa State, though, holy cow.
They're good.
They're very good.
They could beat anybody at Ames. They mm-hmm. were way behind last night against BYU, and I was yep. shocked. Yep. And then came from behind and won by double digits. They can defend your butt.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I think they win this Big 12 tournament. I do. If it comes down to them in Houston, I think they pack that up there because that means Kansas is out of it. Yep. And I think they beat them. I really do.
I do, too.
They're a good team.
Creighton, Villanova. Creighton on the road. Villanova, they're just not very good.
Villanova was making a move and got beat. Last night, no, Seton Hall beat him. It was either last night or the night before. I think it was last night. And they were making a move to maybe make the tournament. That would have made them 18-12. They have Creighton coming up, a cinch team to make the tournament. You beat them, and you win a couple of games in the Big East tournament, and you got the name of Villanova, you're going to get in. But that game last night, I think, derailed their hopes. So I think it's kind of a flat game for them maybe. But Creighton doesn't play as well on the road as they do. So that's a hard one to pick. I'd have to go with Creighton, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go Creighton as well at this one. I do think there is something to it, man. They really do need to win this game. But like I said, get that to
Ray. Kevin, if they're still alive, you know, I haven't read much on it. I've been really busy. I know they were a fringe team, but they were making a run. They were once like 11-10, and they got that thing to 17-12 or whatever it was, win last night, 18-12. This one, like I said, I don't know that they're still alive. I don't know. That's the thing. They do have the name. Villanova has the name, and sometimes when you're a bubble team, that matters. So if that's the case and they still think they got a shot, that's going to be a tough game for Creighton.
Creighton's going to beat him. I can feel it. All right, let's go to South Carolina, Mississippi State in this one. I think I watched Mississippi State a couple of times the last couple of weeks. I don't think they're very good. South Carolina should beat them, but this is another one. Boy, you'd be a huge win for Mississippi State.
Yeah, they're fighting to try to get in there too.
Yeah,
they're one of those teams. They're pretty tough, but they don't win a lot of these kind of games, you know. They seem to find a way to lose them. South Carolina, not near as good on the road. And I'm going to have to look at the point spread on this one when it comes out. It's hard to pick South Carolina on the road. It really is.
Yeah. Let's see. South Florida, your team now. You can go watch them. You should go watch them Saturday.
I could, couldn't I?
They're in Tulsa. And look, it's $5 to get in. Listen, here's the deal. If you don't go watch them, you don't get to cry if they don't make the tournament, because this is your chance to go support them.
I will be extremely upset if they win this game and they win a couple in the tournament and then they lose the championship and they don't get in. I'm going to be really pissed.
Why isn't Tulsa better than what they are?
I don't know. They haven't been good in a long time.
No, they used to be pretty good though.
You know, the state of Oklahoma basketball is down.
Oklahoma State hasn't been good for a long time.
Yeah.
And they used to be great. Tulsa's hasn't been good, and Oklahoma hasn't been any good.
Did you realize that they haven't won 20 games, Oklahoma, since 2016?
I didn't realize that. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that. This is the first time we've won 20 since 2016. We've been in the tournament a few times, but I didn't realize we hadn't won 20. I don't know. I think the state of Oklahoma high school basketball may be down a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, Tulsa basketball used to be fantastic. And a lot of great players came out of there. And Oklahoma City has had some great ones come out of there, too. And you're just not hearing too much about them. Mm-mm. So I think maybe the state might be down a little bit. I don't know why Tulsa. You know, they're in the American Conference. And that's not that tough now that Houston's out of there and Cincinnati's out of there. They should be better. You're right.
Yep. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
They ain't beating South Florida unless South Florida's flat. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, they're not going to beat South Florida. No chance. Kansas and Houston, this feels like a step on their throat game for Houston. I know they don't have to win this game to win a conference or anything like that, but this to me is like, let's show them who we are. They're number one. Let's kick the shit out of them. Let's stomp them while they're down. What do you think? Does Kansas have, I mean, I've been waiting and waiting for them to like go on the road and win a game like this. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think they don't have any depth. They have an injury or two. It's really killed them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great team anyway. It just all depends on Houston, you know, and I'm like you, they're going to want to kill them. KU did come back and beat K-State pretty bad the other night. That's a good sign. I heard where Self says, hey, I'm not worried about it. We're going to get there, blah, 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 which is what a good veteran coach does when you're Kansas and you're struggling a little bit. You don't get down on your team. You stay with them. And, you know, he's been through all this a million times. Again, we don't have point spreads yet. Depends on what that line is. I'm thinking it may be 10 or 11 for Houston.
I think it's going to be a lot. Yep.
And boy, it's hard. Isn't it just really hard to pick against Kansas if it's a double-digit spread? It's tough to do.
Yep.
Because they could rear up and play a great game.
I think it's going to be an interesting game to see if they can rise up to it. Yeah. You know,
even if they go down and play it like 2 or 3 point game and lose, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good showing.
It's a good sign, at least, for maybe they can kind of get something going.
Is this Houston team? Are they that good? Is this the team that he's finally going to get him that championship?
I don't think so, but I do think they're going to make a run.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
No, I think there's always doubt.
Now, he made the Final Four, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
This team is way better than that team. Yes. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
1,000%. And the difference, I've said this a million times on this show, 27-3 in the league they're in means a hell of a lot more than 27-3 has been in the other conference they were in.
Agree. Yep.
Come through with only 3 losses in that Big 12, when you look at Iowa State, Kansas, Baylor, don't forget Texas Tech, and you got to go to those places and win, man, that's pretty impressive stuff.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I think it's their best team, and I've been saying it all year. I think playing in a tougher conference will sharpen them up for games like this. So I'm with you. I'm going to go Houston as well here. It's projected at 10. Kevin B says it'd be more like 8.5 or 9. He thinks, I think Houston will beat them by that.
Wasn't Kansas like a 5.5 point underdog at Baylor the other day?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's going to be 10.
I think you wait around for them to get better, but we've waited too long now. It's just like, I just don't think season's they're going to do it.
Yeah. Season's almost over. I mean, they haven't made that run like they usually do.
No. All right. You talked some trash on Tennessee the last time we were together, but they're playing good.
Hey, I'm wrong.
Tell you what though, Kentucky, they're sneaky. They could come in there and beat them. What do you think about this
kind of games they win?
I know. Yep.
They've won 2 or 3 in a row, 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing pretty well. Has Tennessee locked up the regular season? I think they have.
They have. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Of course, everybody hates Kentucky, so they're going to be ready to play.
Yeah, to Dennis's point, he says Tennessee, if Tennessee slows them down, they'll win, but I don't think Tennessee has anything to play for. Yeah, they do. It's senior night. It's Kentucky.
It's Kentucky.
They're going to be ready to play. Like, that kind of checks out if, like, Arkansas is coming in there.
Yeah.
They might go, piss on this. But Right. But Kentucky, they'll be ready.
When those blue uniforms come in the building.
1,000%.
And Calipari comes in the building. And you see Kentucky on that uniform, you're going to be ready to play.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Let's keep going. Marquette and Xavier. I don't have much for that one. If you
I don't like Marquette at all.
Baylor and Texas Tech.
Ooh, I guess that's going to be a good one.
I think Tech will beat them. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. They're pretty hard to beat in Lubbock. That's a tough place. And they sell that baby out. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they're pretty good fans out there. They really are.
They're a good team, Texas Tech.
They really are.
Yeah.
And Baylor is too. These are two solid teams that were, if they were in the Pac-12, they'd probably have two losses in the conference instead of 7-6.
Yep.
So the league they play in has kept their record from not being fantastic. I mean, it's still a good record. This is a tough one to pick because this is one of those games go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever makes a big shot here and a big shot there or stays out of foul trouble or has a great shooting day from 3-point range, you know, these are tough to pick.
This feels like a Texas Tech kind of ambush. I like the Red Raiders a lot in that game.
I do too. I think they'll win it.
This is going to be a good one. North Carolina, Duke. North Carolina got the first one. By the way, since I placed that future wager, North Carolina's played great. So
you're kicking everybody's ass.
I know. I feel very lucky at the moment, knowing that one bad half and they're beat in the tournament. Yeah. Anyway, they go to Duke. Duke is also playing very well.
Yeah.
I think North Carolina is the better team. I don't know if they're going to go out there and win, though.
Hard to win in Cameron.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
Wouldn't bet against Duke. You just can't. No. I'm with you, though. I'm going to kind of be surprised if North Carolina doesn't win.
Oh, I'll be. I don't. I won't. I always lean to the home team in this game.
Yeah. I think, and you know, I think Duke has more of a home court advantage than North Carolina, even.
Yep.
Maybe it's just because of the smallness of the gym mm-hmm. in Duke. You know, it seems like they're a little crazier in there than they are. Yeah. At Carolina. I still think Carolina's got a good shot at that last number one seed.
I agree.
If they win this game and they win a couple in the tournament, I think they're going to get that number one. I think this means a lot. And Duke might get it. It could work for them too. Mm-hmm. If they win this game and then play well in the ACC tournament, they may get it. Because anyway –
Yeah,
I'll have to see the point spread. I can't imagine this being more than 3 for Duke. I just can't. You know, if it was like 5 or 6, you go North Carolina, I think. But North Carolina at Duke, it's not going to be more than 2 or 3, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I think it'll be about 2 or 3, and I'm going to take Duke. I just think they'll.
Yeah, you can't really pick against them.
It'd be a great game. Those are two really good teams. Oh, you know. And I have here we go. Duke is projected -2.5 in that game. So
is that the Kevin B projection?
I think that is probably a Ken Palm projection, maybe, or maybe it is Kevin B. I don't know. Syracuse. I wanted to ask you about them. Are they in the tournament or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because the ACC is just not that well thought of.
Yeah, I noticed they were winning a lot. But I noticed they started winning a good amount.
You know what happened to them?
What?
The other night, they were 9-point underdogs at Clemson. That was one of my best bets, was Syracuse +9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they went down. So every time I pick them, they're playing pretty good, and I kind of get on their back. Because, Clemson's one of those teams. You don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're not that good. And a 9-point underdog, Syracuse, and they've been playing great.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good pick, and they got beat by 12 or so. No, I don't think they're in either.
Okay, so they fell off. See, again, I'm not the guy you want to talk to for the most accurate college basketball analysis. I just kind of scoreboard watch, turn it on when it's on, you know, kind of that kind of thing. And I had noticed they'd won a bunch of games, but I guess
it's really weird.
Yeah.
In recent years, how the ACC has gone from the darlings
yeah.
of college basketball to now it's a league that's not very well thought of.
Yeah. Well, to Kevin B's point, but for computer standards, which you hate, but Mountain West is ranked higher than the ACC.
Well, I don't need a computer to tell me that. I've seen the teams in the Mountain West. They are good.
So, okay. This is what I'm going to say. I will take Duke in North Carolina and play anybody at the Mountain West anywhere they want to play.
Oh, I will too. I agree.
I like the Mountain West. I think they can make some, they've got some good teams, but I think the teams in the ACC, the top teams, would beat the teams out of the Mountain West. Now, I think if you want to play Virginia or somebody like that, go ahead. I beat the shit out of them.
When you get past Duke and North Carolina, though, Aaron, there ain't anything this year that's real good. That's
okay,
where
well,
they've
that's
fallen
fair.
Off. That's where they've fallen off. They don't.
That's fair, but I will take Duke and North Carolina to beat anybody in the Mountain West. That's all I'm saying.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would take them to beat a lot of conference teams.
For sure. Let me pull this up.
No, it's a great point.
Now you've got me thinking. Where are the standings? Okay. Let's look at the schedule here. We'll see the teams. Yeah, you're right. These teams aren't very good.
Not very good, and that's where they've fallen off. They're not, you know, you got solid teams.
Yeah, like they're not Wake. Good.
Wake's solid, but there's no really good team in there.
All right.
And
yeah.
That's where they've fallen off.
Pound for pound, I'll take the Mountain West, but they're not they wouldn't beat those top teams, I don't think.
On a neutral floor, okay, let's take a couple of Mountain West teams and put them up against Wake Forest. Yeah, they could beat them, but I think Wake Forest would be favored.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's fair or not.
Yeah. Mountain West has 7 good teams, like legit good teams, while ACC has 2. So that is probably correct. Well, I'm not going to say probably. That is correct.
I don't think they have 7, but I'll go 5.
Okay, let's go through the scoreboard. Let's finish this, and then we're going to debate the Mountain West. Because what else are we going to do? Georgia-Auburn. Hold on now. We don't care about Georgia-Auburn. We don't care about UConn. Well, I mean, does Providence have a chance against UConn?
No.
Okay. New Mexico-Utah State. There's your Mountain West darlings here. We'll start with them.
Those records. Those are good.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've watched both these teams. For some reason, I watch New Mexico all the time, I feel like. I don't know why, but... anyway, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
I love Utah State. They play about the same every game. Okay. New Mexico, up, down, up, down. Shoot the lights out of it. One game, can't hit anything the next game. Or they shoot the lights out of it for 5 minutes and then go 5 minutes and can't. They don't play very well defensively. A little too wild for me. When they're on, they are tough. Utah State is a lock to get in, I think.
Yeah.
And they are tough to beat at home. So I got to take them in that game over to Mexico.
All right. I'll take Utah State then as well. You talked me into it. We've got BYU, Oklahoma State. That should be a win for the Mormons.
This is another good team in the Big 12. BYU is good.
They are really, you know, some nights they are really good.
They are.
Yeah.
They can shoot it, and they have nights where they don't shoot real well. But I tell you what, you're taking your life in your hands when you go out to Provo. That is a hard place to play.
Not literally, but at the on the basketball court, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's probably a safe place, I would think, Provo, Utah.
Maybe.
Okay, last one, Arizona and USC. I didn't realize USC was that bad.
No, they're awful.
Yeah, I haven't watched them all year. So,
yeah.
They're very good. Yeah, Dennis sent me a text. And Dennis, you can tell us the teams. Don't tell us yet. So he said this is like something that frustrates him about college basketball. Let me paraphrase. First of all, let me find him. There it is. Yeah. All right. Team A and Team B. One of these teams is ranked. One of these teams is not. Okay? So here's Team A. Their overall record is 20-10. And in key games, their overall record is, 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4, 0-5, 2-6. Okay.
Okay. So they're 20-10, but against
2-6 against games.
2-6.
Yeah, 2-6 against teams that key games, whatever that means. Team B is 21-10.
21-10.
And it looks like they are 3-3 in key games.
Got it.
So who's ranked, Team A or Team B? Okay, key games are opponents against ranked teams. Okay, there you go.
So one of them's 1-3, one of them's 1-2, one of them's lost 6 out of 8 against ranked teams, and the other is split.
And basically identical records. I mean, 20 and 10, 21 and 10. So,
well, I mean, logic would tell you you take the one that's 21 and 10.
Right.
And 3-3, I'm assuming that Dennis has one that's not that way.
Right. So we're both saying Team B should be ranked over Team A. Now, tell us who's ranked, Dennis, in the chat, and then tell us who the teams are.
Yeah.
And then we can go to it further now that we've discussed it and we both agree Team B is the team that should be ranked. So,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing before you post this.
Yep.
I don't know how you rank the top 25 in college basketball. I don't know what priorities you go by. I have no idea. If I had a vote, I would really struggle trying to figure out who to put in the top 25.
I don't think there's ever been a more meaningless poll than that one, though. Like,
it really is.
It's fun to kind of talk about, but it doesn't really.
Well, they, you know, people don't follow that like they do college football polls.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Team B beat Team A. So Team B is Florida. Team A is Alabama.
That's a good point.
Okay, so Alabama ranked. Florida is not. But there you go.
That's a good argument.
I think at the end of the day, they're both in the tournament. And where will they be seated versus the polls, I think, will be interesting.
Right? I think a lot of it is when the season started, Alabama was more highly regarded than Florida.
Yeah.
No, Kevin, I don't have South Florida ahead of Houston.
Houston would definitely be number one for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
UConn's 2.
UConn 2. Okay.
I would put Purdue at 3.
And then South Florida 4?
No. But I'm going to tell you this. If they win Saturday, it puts them at 24-5. They win 2 games and then get beat in the championship of the tournament and are 26-6, and they don't get in the tournament.
I know.
And a 20-12 team does. That's just wrong.
I know. I get it. I think South Florida would beat us.
Well, I would say South, you got Mountain West up there. They can beat San Diego State. They can beat Utah State.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Mountain West, okay? Because the comment was there's 7 legit teams in the Mountain West.
There are.
So Utah State, I've seen them. They're good. Nevada, they're very good. UNLV, I guess they have. Yeah,
they've come on.
They've won 5 in a row. I haven't.
Boise.
Be honest, I have not watched them. Boise, I've watched. I think they're solid.
They are.
San Diego State, I think they're pretty good.
Yes. They've kind of dropped a little bit here lately, though.
New Mexico, I talked about them. I've watched them a lot. I will be honest, I have not watched Colorado State. That would be the 7th team. What are they?
I would have to, before I could really get into this, see who they've played in the non-conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because sometimes, you know, that tells you a little bit because they're playing each other in a conference. They're knocking each other off. And that's why some of these records might be a little better if they weren't in such a solid conference. Utah State is in. Nevada, I don't know how you keep them out with 25 wins.
I don't either.
I just don't. UNLV's got to win some more. I don't think they're in. Now, they've really come on in the conference, but look at that non-conference record, 7-5. They're going to hold that against them. Mm-hmm. Boise's been playing fantastic lately. They did get beat to, I believe, Nevada the other night, and that was at home. I'd say I don't think there's any way they're going to get 7. And I will be shocked if they do. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking 5. I think Colorado State's out and UNLV.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
That's what I think, but what do I know?
I want to go down here to this. Where are we? There we go. The West Coast Conference.
Uh-huh.
So St. Mary's gets the one seed in that tournament.
They're in.
Gonzaga's in for sure.
They're in.
Is that it for the West Coast?
San Francisco's got a chance.
Are they going to have to beat Gonzaga?
Yes.
They're not, then they don't.
I don't think they're going to get three with the West Coast being so strong.
Yeah.
In a normal year, I think they would. Now, the thing that's going to help them is the Pac-12 is pathetic, and they're probably only going to get two mm-hmm. when they usually get three and four. They may sneak in three, maybe. So that might help them get one in there.
Right. I watch San Francisco. They shouldn't be in the tournament.
No, I don't think so either.
No, they're not very good.
No.
They
had their chance and didn't come through.
I think this tournament's this weekend, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think they're playing a game right now in it, actually.
San Francisco got greedy and moved that game to a bigger site.
Mm-hmm.
That was the dumbest thing.
So dumb.
You hold it in your gym.
So dumb. So dumb. They talked about this on VSiN the day I was in it. They're like, oh, I don't know. This is going to be a big time game tonight. They're playing it in the Chase Center. I was like, that's so dumb. Why did you do that? You're inviting so many more Gonzaga fans. I mean,
you lost all your home court advantage.
1,000%. It was so stupid.
How many times when OU used to be good and they would play a game in Oklahoma City? It was a neutral site game against a pretty good team, and they didn't want to come into Norman and whoever it would be. Say they played Alabama.
Yeah.
And Alabama would come in and play them in Oklahoma City, and then they would go play Alabama in Birmingham.
Right.
Okay. Oh, you never played well in Oklahoma City. Hardly ever did they play as well as they would have in their own gym.
Yeah, but that is a situation where you're trading off. You'd never do that in a conference game. Never.
Absolutely not.
Don't do that.
No, so stupid. Dumb. It was for money. I don't care what they say.
They got their ass kicked. So
yeah. But they sold. I'll bet you, and I didn't look it up, but I bet the Chase Center holds at least what 18,000.
Probably. Yep.
And they probably and their gym probably holds 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it would hold much more than that.
Probably. Maybe less.
So you sold 8,000 more tickets. If you sold it out, hell, I don't even know if they sold
it out. Well, that's just it. Did they really sell that out? I doubt it.
I don't know.
I can't imagine Gonzaga and San Francisco, and I could be totally wrong, but I can't imagine Gonzaga and San Francisco selling out the Chase Center. I can't imagine that happened.
Well, if they did, it would be because Gonzaga bought the tickets, like you said.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's right.
I would like to – I just wonder if San Francisco sells out their arena every game. I don't know.
I would highly doubt it. Again, well, not too. Knowing anything about it, but I would highly doubt it.
So, yeah, no. I think it was dumb.
It was dumb. It was way dumb. Dennis had this question too, and he's right. It's really dumb. He said, why are the last four ins not all 16 seeds?
Good question.
And I've said that forever.
Well, okay. It's simple. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way, Dennis, but some of these teams that are 16s won a conference tournament that either they upset somebody or they're in a very poor league.
No, but what he's saying is like the play-in games, two of them are 16 seeds and then two of them are for 12 seeds.
Okay, I can't answer that one.
That's what he's saying. Like if you're truly the last four teams in the tournament, wouldn't that's they true. All be 16 versus 16 matchups? Like the extra four.
Yeah, I that's good. Yeah, I have.
I've always said that, and the answer I got back is, well, it's for money. They want you want two games to be against teams that are bigger, and then the other two could be your smaller.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
So they put the 16s against the two teams that are the last ones in usually, right? Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then the 12s will be somebody like, you know, let's say, God, let's, I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head.
Well, like, I never understood why you have the playing games anyway. So,
well, and like, if you're going to go to 68, why not expand it even more? You know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So here you go. The tournament added two more auto bids from new leagues, included them, but made them play.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, let's say Seton Hall and San Francisco are playing for the 12 seed, you know. That's and then your other game that night will be for the 16, one of the 16 seeds, and it's, you know, Tallerton State and whoever, you know, just example.
Hey, don't knock them. Don't knock my team.
I only said them because they were right in my head, because I know you picked them tonight. So
I don't know. I will say this. I don't think you need to expand that tournament. I think, why would you mess with something as great as the Big Dance? I don't think you need to change that. Do you?
Probably not. No.
I don't know. I've heard people say, well, let's expand it to 96. Well, to me, that cheapens it a little bit.
I agree with that.
I think 64 is perfect, or 68, whatever it is. I think it's just, there's always somebody that's going to get left out that's going to hurt my feelings. It'll be South Florida this year. Or the other league is the Sun Belt that has Appalachian State with like 26 or 7 wins, and James Madison has won more games than anybody
right
in the country. And one of them is not going to go, more than likely, and they both deserve it.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. And I would like to see more of these Cinderellas than I just, again, we'll talk about that when they draw it, but golly, we reward mediocrity so much.
Yeah, for sure. Remember that year Michigan got in and they were like
last year, I think, or the year before.
Yeah. By the way, what happened?
Okay. I'm proud of Oklahoma from winning the other night. I thought it was a gutty effort. They're 20-10.
Yeah.
They're not that good.
No.
And they're in.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to lose the last two. So they're going to get in at 20-12.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave out a James Madison that might have almost 30 wins, or a Appalachian State, or a South Florida, because South Florida is going to have to beat Memphis. I know, Kevin. I'm not, I think it's a travesty. I don't think they're 8 or 9.
I'm laughing because South Florida. There they are again. And I mean, they could lose. There's no doubt they could.
Well, Memphis, they got to beat Memphis.
I know.
Well, there's other teams, but Memphis is good. They're playing well right now.
I know.
So they're no lock to win that tournament. Nobody is to win the conference tournament. Nobody is. That's tough to do.
What if this happens? South Florida, Oklahoma in a play-in game. That would be fun.
Listen, that would be an insult to South Florida to put them in a play-in game. Now, it wouldn't be to Oklahoma, but it would be to South Florida.
I think Oklahoma, they're not going to be in a play-in game, but at some years, that's like your play-in candidate, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like that's kind of who that's for, that team that's like 20-12, 20-13,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
What was I going to ask? Oh. Hockey trade deadline is tomorrow.
Yes.
The Blues. You're going to know
more about this than me.
How many players do you think the Blues are losing tomorrow?
Okay. What are, I've been, you know, in a cave.
Right.
For work.
So
are there big time rumors?
No, there's not too much. I didn't think I've heard anything.
So
they signed Oscar Sundquist, to a deal. So he's not going to get traded.
Okay, my question would be why?
I don't know.
That's the whole problem. They got a whole team of Oscar Sundquist, who I really like. Don't get me wrong.
I do too.
But I don't see that he's a key to sign, because is he that valuable?
No.
Can't you find another Oscar Sundquist out there somewhere?
There's literally hundreds of them.
Here's my thinking. It's probably flawed. Again, I think salaries have a lot to do with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you don't go ahead and let Shen go.
I think he would be one. Yep.
He's getting older.
Yep.
He has a high contract. Somebody might want him because he is valuable to a playoff team.
Yeah, I think he's one. I think Buskevich is definitely one.
I would keep him though.
Well, yeah, but I think he's got it. He will have big interest from teams. Okay, but
to me, you can't trade. I don't know. You're just going to start all over? Is that what you're going to do? I don't think you can get rid of both of them.
Probably not. Torrey Krug always is rumored.
I don't think he's been that bad this year.
I think he's been great this year, honestly. Colton Parayko, who also has played pretty good this year.
He's played good this year.
Here's the big rumor right now.
Falk?
No. Kyrou.
Well, yeah, he would be. Now, okay, he could be one of those guys that somebody thinks get him in a different organization, get him with the right guy. He's got star power.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have some high value.
They said the value is really high, but they don't know if it's going to be high enough to get the job done on a trade.
Devils, part of his salary.
Right, exactly. The Devils, yeah, they have tanked. Lindy Ruff was fired.
Well, you jinxed them.
I jinxed the Devils for sure. Tyler Toffoli is there in the trading block. I think the Devils played pretty well the other night against Florida. Florida's just really good. By the way, Florida picked up Vladimir Tarasenko. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, I did not.
Yes. So that's a huge pickup for them.
Oh, God. He's got it. I don't know how smart he is, but he better think he's lucky stars because he.
Oh, he got out of Ottawa and went to Florida. I mean,
I'm talking about Shin for the Blues.
Uh-huh.
A really good two-way player.
Yep.
Tough as nails.
Yep.
A great teammate, seems like. You put him on a team like Edmonton, where he can hit some people. The Red Wings could use a guy like him.
So you go down the list, all these teams could use him. But, yeah, the Red Wings would really need a player like him. Edmonton would love to have him. I think Winnipeg, I think Colorado would like to have him too. Vancouver for experience, I think would be great. LA, Vegas desperately needs bodies right now with all the injuries they have. I mean, he to me is pretty attractive. And I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if they're looking to trade him, but
yeah, I'm just looking at him because he's nearing the end of his career. You know, he's what, 33, 34 years old, probably?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a pretty high contract. I don't know when it runs out. And I just think he's a logical guy.
Yeah. So if this happens, if Carolina gets
Gunsel,
they need a player like that.
They do. Bad.
Yeah.
They got to, if they can get a guy like that, they got to go get him.
That's a guy they need. And then like a Buskevich to Carolina, what they need. They need that kind of player. Elliot Friedman just reported it. That is a very reliable source. So that kind of gets me excited.
Who's Gunsel on now?
He's on Pittsburgh right now.
Okay, that's right.
And that would be great if he doesn't play tonight because I've got the Capitals bet. So ship him out. Let's total disarray in Pittsburgh tonight. Come on, Capitals, right?
I tell you what, these playoffs are going to be fantastic.
I mean, they always are, but this year it does seem like it's, very even, very balanced league right now.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. So they're dropping the pucks, which means it's time for me to go watch.
I just don't know what the Blues are going to do. They don't have enough to compete in the future, I don't think.
They don't.
So you either going to gut it and start all over again. And I think that's about what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
They don't have any young players the young guys aren't that good, you know?
Right. Sorry, I was cheering. Gunsel has been held out, so that's good.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. Yeah. The here's the problem. And I try to watch every game every night, but obviously you can't. So I do miss some games, but when you watch the Blues and you see what they've got, and then you watch the top 15 teams in the league, they're clearly not as good as those teams. To be honest, I have no idea how the Blues have won as many as they have with the roster that they have.
I don't know.
I think the goaltending's been really good and the defense has been really good this year. Their forwards are terrible.
They're terrible.
You have to have forwards. Like
you can't. They can't score into an empty net.
No, and like, you know, my uncle and cousin texted me last night. He's like, these defensemen are terrible. It's like they have to defend the whole freaking game because they never have the puck, and it's a big problem. So
And the guy that replaced Berube, I think, has done a heck of a job. He's got him tightened up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they hire him back. See, that's another thing. They're in limbo for a coach.
Yeah.
I think, you know, they're going to – I'll be shocked if they don't trade somebody.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And they play the Devils tonight, another team that's not very good. So maybe the Blues get a win. But I'm telling you right now, the Blues are going to have to catch like Nashville or Vegas or L.A. Somebody like they're not doing that. They're
not good enough to go on any kind of a run. That's they the are. Thing.
Nashville is way better.
Well, yeah, they're playing great. Nashville is right now.
Nashville got their players in kind of in sync. Their new guys. They're light years better than the Blues. Well, light years better.
What are the Blues behind? 6 points.
Yeah,
you guys, three games.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, to catch them, you're going to have to string together four, five, six games in a row like Nashville did to extend this lead. The Blues can't do that.
Yeah.
They can't win five or six in a row.
No, because you can't score.
Yeah.
Tonight, they're going to have to win the game 2-1, probably.
That's how they have to win them all.
Yeah, exactly.
2-1, 3-2.
Yep.
So, anyway, it's – and they're boring.
They're so boring.
And that's not good.
They're like watching paint dry. They really, truly are.
The power play's horrendous.
It's horrible because they don't have any star players. No. So. No. Okay, we got to go. Enough complaining.
Yeah.
should we do a selection show special? We could do that, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe next Sunday.
Well, right. That would be when the selection show would be.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Not this Sunday. Next Sunday. Yeah. Curiously, look at these hockey
squares. Oh, gosh. Didn't we do it last year?
I don't think we did it last year.
No, I thought we did.
I thought we came on. I don't remember.
Maybe after it was over.
Now that I think about it, it seems like we did do something.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't know what. So.
I kind of think we did.
All right, let's see if is Quinnipiac started yet? Quinnipiac, how are we saying?
Should.
Let's see. Oh, they're down 11-5. Come on, you.
The Red Foxes.
We got to go.
I miss the Red Foxes every time.
Oh, boy.
When I pick them, they suck.
I'm going to be super duper mad.
That conference there is very unpredictable. I think they're all alike.
It's just
a little better than the other. Anyway, it's early. They've played 4 minutes.
Well, it's all over. Bad night. It's going to be a bad night. All right. We got to go. I'm super mad.
All right.
We will see you guys next week for the show. We'll be back tomorrow due to Bet Daily at our normal time. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.